We're on Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph, Baruch Hashem. We're deep in the middle of a very important sugya, Machlokes Abaye and Rava, whether Hazmona is Milsa, the opinion of Abaye, or Hazmona is Lav Milsa, the opinion of Rava. One learns it from Egla Rufa, one learns it from Avodah Zarah, and we're trying to bring proofs one way or another. So we saw yesterday, this is where we began. Toshema. Nefesh shebonoi l'shem chai mutar bahano'o. If a kever, a binyan, was constructed for the purpose of a live person, as we mentioned yesterday, that's mutar bahano'o because that's not even hazmona. Hazmona means to allocate for a purpose that exists. But as long as the person is alive, so the concept of kvura is not yet relevant. So therefore, that's not even called hazmona. So for certainly, even according to Abaya, who says that Hazmona is Milsa, nonetheless, in this particular case, definitely Hazmona doesn't apply because it's not even Hazmona yet. What happens then? Hoisif boy dimus echod l'shem meis. If after he passed away, he did do some sort of additional action, he added a layer of bricks to this construction, then asubahanah. Then it becomes Asa Bahano, as we've learned, a Kaver is Asa Bahano. That is the end of the Brisa. So why is this relevant to us? Because L'choira, we might see in a moment otherwise, but L'choira, they have not buried the dead in this Kaver, they've merely constructed it. And yet, what does it say? It's Asa Bahano. It's true. Whilst the guy was alive, as we mentioned before, then it's not Asa Bahano because that doesn't even constitute Hazmona. But now that he's passed away, it is Hazmona. And the Brisa clearly says that the kever is osa b'hanot. That seems to indicate to us that what? That hazmona milsa. We seem to have a very clear proof for Abaya and against Rava. Says the Gemara, no. Hacha b'mayaskinon. Do you know what we're talking about in this particular Brisa? Even though the Brisa didn't express it, we're talking about Deroma Bay Mays. They had lowered a dead body into the kever. So not only was there hazmona, but there was a shimush. There was a usage of the kever. Therefore, you cannot bring a proof from this brace that the hazmona is milsa, because as we've discussed, we learned this yesterday, hazmona means there was only hazmona. If there is both hazmona and also a maisa usage, then of course that renders the kever into a kever. So for this brisa is not, as previously thought, talking only about hazmona, where they constructed the kever and that is it, but rather they lowered the mace afterwards that actually performed the burial. That's why it's asa b'hano. So what's the obvious question, which the Gemara now asks? Ihochi mai iria hoisif. So why did the Brisa need to say hoisif, that he added a layer of bricks? What's that got to do with it? Surely ki loi hoisif nami. Even if he wouldn't added a layer of bricks, but the very fact that you lowered the dead body into the kever, so surely that would render it an absolute grave, is now osa bahano, whether you did or didn't add a layer of bricks. If you learn that you're going with Rava, and the reason why it's Asa is because of Hazmona, so I understand that the layer of bricks is the Hazmona, that I understand. But if we're talking about that you actually lowered the body into the grave and you've used the grave, well, if that's the case, then even if you didn't, the very fact that I've used the grave obviously is a Hazmona together with a Shimusha, which should be Asa. Says the Gemara, lo yitzricha. Do you know what the Chiddush is? Afalgav de panye. Even though he afterwards emptied the grave. He afterwards emptied the grave. So yes, the body had been lowered into the grave, but now you had emptied the grave. So why is that significant? So have a look at Rashi. Lo yitzricha. Hi, hoisif. This word, hoisif, this principle of adding a layer of bricks, do you know why that is there? Elola Ashmiinon is there for one purpose, to teach us the following. Da af al gav de panye lemeis lacharzman. Because even though they emptied the grave, they removed the dead body after some time. Mitoy hakever, from within the grave, comma. Nonetheless, hakever osur bahano. But the kever is osur bahano. Why? Mishum hoisif. Only because you added that layer of bricks. Why? Dahavale. Because that is now, remember we said yesterday, it's got to be two stages. Hazmona umaisa. Do you remember we said yesterday that it only becomes rendered a kever or a sefer Torah cover, whatever it may be, if there is both an allocation and also a usage? If I have a usage without an allocation, then maybe it's temporary. Maybe it's temporary. So if I take a shirt out of my cupboard for lack of anything else and I use it as a sefer Torah cover, it's true, I've used it. There's a shimush, there's a maisa. But there's no necessarily an allocation. Maybe in 5 minutes I'm planning to take off the shirt and use something else. But if I've officially designated this shirt from now on in is going to be a sefer Torah cover, well, that's hazmona. If I then go and use it as a sefer Torah cover, that's the maisa. So I've now checked both boxes. So that's what the Gemara is saying. The mere fact that you put the dead body into the kever, that will not necessarily render the kever osur b'hano, because that's a maisa. But where's the hazmona? The answer is the hazmona is when you laid that extra layer of bricks, says Rashi. Davale hazmona umaisa. Because had you not added that layer of bricks, it would be shari, it would be permitted by an or. Ipanye, if you clean out the kever. If you don't clean out the kever, well, obviously it's also because the mace is there. But if not, it's like the case of when you bundle the tefillin in a bag, but v'loy azmane, you didn't do anything to allocate it for its long-term usage. Remember, let's get this very, very clear, Rabbi Yisrael. If I take a bag out of my cupboard and I put my tefillin in it, well, that's definitely a maisa, but it's not necessarily hazmona. Hazmona means I'm hereby allocating it, that this is from now on its usage forever. If I check both those boxes, there's hazmona and there's also a maisa, well then yes, it gets officially classified as a tefillin cover and it cannot now be used for non-kodosh content. So I can't now put my money in it. But here comes a very important principle. We must not make a mistake. What happens if I did not do hazmona and I put my tefillin in? As long as my tefillin are in the bag, then I cannot put money in the bag, even though there's been no hazmona, because it's currently functioning as a tefillin bag. That's not our discussion. Our discussion is if I take out the tefillin, so it's not currently functioning as a tefillin bag, will it nonetheless have the status of a tefillin bag? And that's what we mean, that yes, you need two stages. In order to give it that status of a tefillin bag, even if there's no tefillin in it, I've got to do hazmona number one, maisa number two. But if I just do hazmona or just do a maisa, then not. But except in the case if I'm currently using it for a tefillin bag, well, obviously it's now functioning as a tefillin bag. So the same over here as well. As long as the dead body is in the grave, well, obviously it's osur b'hano because it's currently being used as a grave. That's not our discussion. Our discussion is if the body is exhumed, so it's not currently being used as a grave. So what does it look like to me? It's a hole in the ground. What will ensure that it's not considered a hole in the ground, but rather it's classified as a kever? I've got to check both boxes, hazmona and a maisa. So the hazmona was laying on that extra bricks. The maisa was the fact that I actually lowered the body into the grave. The Gemara asks, so what's the chiddush? No, the chiddush is once I take the dead body out, So it's no longer functioning as a grave, the chiddush is, but it remains classified as a grave. Why? Because I checked both boxes. I did a hazmona by adding a layer of bricks. I did a maisa by lowering the body into the grave.
Rabbi, just a question. So
yes.
Why does the brisa say l'shem chai? He's not
while he's alive. There the chiddush was a different chiddush. That whatever you do whilst he's alive is all irrelevant. Hazmona is nothing. Hazmona is nothing, like we said, if the usage doesn't even exist. So therefore, it doesn't make sense, even according to the opinion of Hazmona Milsa. But if I dig a grave for somebody who's alive, that's not even Hazmona. Hazmona means I'm allocating it for a usage. But if the usage doesn't exist, it's not called a usage.
Can you do Hazmona and then, like, when it actually happens, it kicks in? Or that declaration has
no.
to only be made when it's
right.
when it
that,
can be chal?
That's exactly what this braisa is saying. That's why I had to add the layer of bricks. Because if I didn't add the layer of bricks, the fact that I previously allocated in his lifetime will not mean that it automatically kicks in. That maisa of Hazmona was nothing. Because the usage was a dovah shaloi ba'olaylon. It's like allocating a bag for tefillin, but I don't own tefillin. That's not hazmona. It's like allocating a cover for a sefer Torah, which I don't own. That's not hazmona. But when I have the sefer Torah, I have the tefillin, or in this case, he has the dead body, so the usage is there. Now we can discuss hazmona for that usage. But if I allocate a bag for tefillin and I don't own tefillin, and then 10 minutes later I go and buy tefillin, that hazmona will not automatically kick in because the hazmona was a nothing. So a nothing remains a nothing. So I've got to do now some maisa for an allocation. So in this particular case, it was adding a layer of bricks. Yes, Rabbi.
In the past, we were saying that there's a machlokas, whether you just need hazmona milsa, or the other opinion was you need hazmona and a maisa, right?
Correct.
Maisa alone was not good, and according to that opinion, right? But now they're redefining hazmona in a certain. And then, by the way, the maisa would be hazmona of notifying and then burying the person or digging the grave. But now they're saying that hazmona has to that when adding that layer of brick, that's in a sense is a maisa. So couldn't that person come back and say hazmona?
It's a hazmona. It's a physical hazmona. When we talk about maisa, we don't mean the maisa of hazmona. We mean the maisa of usage.
Oh, maisa has to be usage. It can't be an action.
Right. So if I would weave shrouds, that's not a maisa. That is just an act of hazmona. If I clothe the dead body in the shrouds, that's the maisa. That's the shimur.
Are they now redefining what hazmona is? That there needs to be a certain action?
We're not redefining. We are defining.
Hazmana. Well, in the past, we said hazmona is what you're announcing. We're saying, you know, this...
No, all the examples of hazmona that we had were, in fact, a physical maisa. Weaving shrouds is a maisa. It's not the tashmish, it's not the shimush. If I have a shirt and I just point to it and say, this is shrouds, that's not hazmona. Hazmonas have to do a physical act to allocate it. Stage two, I have to do a physical act to use it. Those are the two stages that we're talking about.
So how come prior to this, the Gemara just recently brought this added thing of adding a layer of bricks? They never before then, they never discussed
that. No, because
that.
It wasn't relevant until now. Until now, all the examples were necessarily meisim. Like, for example, weaving the shrouds. The chiddush in our case is that the original meisa did not take effect because the guy was still alive. So that's why the Gemara needs to point it out, as Nachum just mentioned, it doesn't now automatically take effect. You've got to do another Maisa Hazmona. That's why the Gemara stressed it. But in all the previous cases, you did a Maisa. You wove the Beged, you put this Beged, the thing around the Sefer Torah, etc., etc. I'm always talking when you've done a Maisa. Here, the original Maisa had no value because you... Like we said, it's like making shrouds. And that's the Rashi that we were medayek yesterday when Rashi says, Ha'oireg beged lemeis. Remember Rashi says, La'achar shemeis. But if you make shrouds before the guys died, that's not even hazmona. So after the guy's died and now you've got the shrouds, it will not automatically kick in unless you, I don't know, you add a button or you sew something else, or you do some other mice.
So if you buy a, like a Torah cover from a store, a mantle, does it have any kedusha until you actually bought, like until you put it on the Torah? It's just nothing.
And one second, you're asking according to the opinion that Hasmona Milsa. According to the opinion Hasmona Lav Milsa, so obviously it's got no kedusha. But you're asking, according to the opinion of Hasmona Milsa, at which point will it render kedusha? By the way, we haven't yet paskin lahalacha, the Gemara at the end of the sugya will tell us how we paskin. We'll keep you in the dark. But either way, according to the opinion of Hasmona Milsa, like you said, the Sefer Torah mantle will not have kedusha until I do some ma'aser. The fact that some fellow in a store sewed it for a Sefer Torah, that's like making shrouds for somebody who's not yet dead.
Right, because if someone's buying it because they want to hang it in their living room, it'll never have that kedusha that the manufacturer intended.
But if, for example, I take it and I place it inside the Aron HaKodesh, that would be Hasmona.
Or Rebbe,
Haven't
oftentimes
done a
on the
ma'aser.
mat.
I haven't done a shumas. I haven't wrapped the Sefer Torah in it, but I've done a ma'aser as well. I've put it in the Aron HaKodesh.
Or oftentimes in a mantle, it says dedicate. This Sefer Torah is dedicated to. So you're obviously doing a ma'aser. You're engraving onto the thing that it's dedicated for a Sefer Torah.
I now do that right. Correct. Correct. Okay. Says the Gemara. Omar Rofrom Bar Papa Omar Rav Chista. Im hoya makiroi choltsoi umuta. Rabbi Yosef, how would you translate these words? Im hoya makiroi.
Had a copy thing. If one recognized the particular row of stone that was added,
Yep. You
holds
could
your
move.
mutter. He may remove it, and the rest of the tomb structure becomes permitted for benefit.
At which point is that? What have they explained in Moscow? At which point, when could you remove these stones?
21. When the row of bricks was added after the person's death, this was a legally recognized designation of the structure as a burial object. The effect was that, according to a buyer, the structure becomes forbidden immediately, and according to Rava, it becomes forbidden after the corpse was interred within it. Once the row is removed, though, the building returns to its original state of having been designated for a live person, and it's thus permitted for any use. I don't understand that option.
In other words, you can undo your hasmona. The
Oh,
hasmona only came into effect because you added the brick. If the bricks are not there, then there's no hasmona. So all I'm left with is the original hasmona, which was the construction of the grave before the guy died. And before the guy died, as we said, the hasmona is worthless. Toshima. So now we've brought a number of proofs, and so far every single proof has not materialized, meaning Rava has managed to fend off the proof, so we have still not yet managed to be machria between one opinion or the other. Says the Gemara, Toshima,
welcome.
hachoytzev kever la'oviv. Now, Reb Lowry, we're going to see this is something that you pointed out. I think it was the end of last week. We'll see. Hachoytzev kever la'oviv. So apparently, there's something specific in here. Maybe a Cheshbon of Kibbutz Av, as we'll see in a second. If somebody dug a grave for his father, doesn't say he just dug a grave for a dead body. V'holach, and then he went v'kovroi bekever acher. And in the end, for whatever reason, he ended up burying his father in a different kever. Hare zeh loy yikover boy oilomis. So they can never bury in that kever forever. So what does that seem to show? Says Rashi. Lo yikover boy alma hazmona milsa hi. Again, I never used this kever. So although there was a hazmona, an act of allocation, but there was never an act of usage because the kever was never ever used at the end of the day. And yet the Gemara says you cannot use it. And if you cannot use it, what does that demonstrate to us? That Azmona is Milsa. We seem yet again to have a proof to the opinion of Abaya. Because according to Rava, what should be the halacha? Yes, you've allocated, you've designated the grave, but there was no Maisa. You didn't bury anybody in it. Says the Gemara, Hosam Mishum Kvoid Aviv. So Rava once again says, no, I can defend my position. The reason why that kava is not allowed to be used is not because of Hazmona alone. Mir Hazmona, according to Rava, Lav Milsa. So why is it also to bury in this grave? Kvoid Aviv. Which Kvoid Aviv? Says Rashi. Mishum Kvoid Aviv, Yesh Lochosh. The reason we are concerned is because of Kibud Av. Avol Mishum Yisuri Hano. But to say that it's absolutely Osur Bahano because Hazmona is Milsa and it's classified as a grave? Absolutely not. Leka. Kegoin im chotzvoi l'shem meis acher mitchilo loy. For example, had they only dug this grave out, for example, for somebody else, not for the father, then what would be the halacha? Loy. It would not have issahano. In other words, there are two separate issues over here, totally unrelated. There is the main issue that we're discussing, which is Azmona Milsa, does it become Osa Bahana? Says Rava, absolutely not. It does not. And therefore, had he only dug the grave out, not for his father, for some other individual, and never ended up using it, Mlai, it would not become Osa Bahana. There's a second issue, which has nothing to do with Azmona, that's Kibudav. The very fact that you allocated this grave for your father, even if it doesn't render the status of a grave, therefore, it's Mutar Bahana, for purposes of Kibud Av, you should not now bury somebody else in it. So therefore, Rava once again has defended his position. Not only that, says the Gemara, I can prove my point. Hochanami Mistabra, this indeed is logical. It's very logical, and we can prove it, that the reason why this grave cannot be used is not because of Hazmona Milsa, but rather because of Kibud Av. You know why? By the way, would you agree that if, according to Rava, Hazmona is Lav Milsa, and for this grave never became Osa Bahano, the reason why he can't bury anybody else in it is because of Kibud Av, so would you agree that that therefore means that it's true? He cannot bury anybody else in there, but somebody else is allowed to bury in there. He can't. Somebody else is not Mechuyev, it's Mechabed, my father. I've got a Chiyuv of Kibud Av, so if somebody else wants to bury in there, Simcha Rabbah, no problem at all, because Hazmona is Lav Milsa. It's only this particular individual has an individual Cheshbon of Kibud Av.
Rabbi, if I might, and I respectfully, I don't mean to, I apologize, but isn't it possible what that they're saying is he can't be buried in there, but he can, that's the keep it off, like sitting in a chair, but he can bury a separate, he can decide to bury it as a different person in there. In other words, Aviv, so he's not allowed to be buried in that grave, but if he wants to bury somebody else in that grave, he can, because he's, you know what I'm saying?
Yosef, how do they translate lo yikover? He shouldn't bury or he shouldn't be buried?
Wait a minute. That's after the mistabra, yeah? Rabban Shimon Gemiglori, no, yeah?
Again, lo yikover. Now, yikover could be translated shouldn't be buried.
I'll tell you what our scroll says. Yikover bo olam is, it says, the son may never himself be buried in the grave.
You should not be buried because of he has purposes of Kibud Av. So don't right. Quite
be buried, yeah.
What does the word Oilomis mean? Forever. Okay. So you're saying it's a particular cheshbon. He can bury somebody else in it. I stand corrected. Right. He himself cannot.
I apologize. Please, I don't
are you
mean
apologizing?
To.
Why are you apologizing? Kachu Darka Shel Teira. So therefore, it's like sitting in your father's chair. He can't sit in the father's grave. He wants to put somebody else there, but Simcha Rabba. Either way, There is only a cheshbon of kibbud av, but nothing to do with hazmona. Says the Gemara, I can prove it. Hochanami mistabra. I can prove the point. It's very logical because look at the sefer of that braisa, and that will be very revealing to us. It says the Ktoni sefer, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer. Af so too. Hachoitziv avonim laoviv. If somebody just hewed out bricks from the mountain, he didn't even construct a kever. V'holach v'kovroi b'mokim acher, but then went and buried his father elsewhere. Harizel lo yikover bohen oilomis, so the son himself should never be buried using those stones. So what did Rabbi Shimon Gamliel add? In the Reisha it says the son actually dug out a grave, never used it. The sefer of Shimon Gamliel added even more than that. Even if he never ended up even digging up the grave at all, he just went to the mountain and cut himself some rocks. And he never put them to usage. But the reason why he took those rocks in the first place was for his father. So he should not use those rocks for himself to be buried in. Now, why does that prove our point? Says the Gemara. It's all fine and well if you say that our discussion is Mishum Kvoid Aviv. So then Shapir, then it makes sense. Yes, it's a very big chidush, but at least we can understand it. But the very fact that these rocks were cut for purposes of the father means that because of Kibbud Av, they should not be used for the son. Elo I Omrat Mishum Hazmona. If you're going to tell me that our discussion is hazmona, excuse me, tovi la ariga mi ika lamanda omar. How did our whole sugya begin? Our entire sugya began with somebody who wove shrouds for a dead body. So Rava says that weaving is hazmona, hazmona milsa. But let's ask Rava a question. What happens if I never actually wove the shrouds? Rather, I just got ready some material. I spun some thread in order to make some strings. But I didn't yet make it into shrouds. What would Abaya say there? Hazmona milsa? Obviously not. You haven't made it into shrouds yet. So surely, cutting the rocks from the mountain is like spinning the thread to make material. It's the stage prior to the hazmona. So don't bring me a proof from this braisa that hazmona is milsa, because according to the opinion of hazmona milsa, it's only when I allocate something so that it's now ready for usage, like making shrouds. So it's true, I haven't yet used it, but I've made an item ready for usage. But cutting a rock from a mountain, you haven't made any item ready for usage because you haven't constructed a grave yet. So why is it awesome? And oh my, that proves that it was nothing to do with Hazmona. It was all an issue of Kibbud Av. And this is the Chiddush of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, that even though I haven't fashioned it into a grave, but the mere fact that you cut the rocks for purposes of your father, it should now not be used for the son because of Kibbud Av. Well, that proves our point. It's nothing to do with Hazmona. It's an issue of Kibbud Av. Have a look at Rashi.
I'm having trouble because the fact that it is now designated for, it's designated now. He can't use it because of, we're saying Kibbud Av. That's only because there was a level of Hazmona before Then why isn't it? He had a kavana when he did this.
Nothing to do with a kavana, nothing to do with a hazmona. The issue of Kibbud Av is it's a disrespect, just like to sit in my father's chair. I didn't build the chair, I didn't make the chair, it's irrelevant. I can't disagree with my father either, it's nothing to do with hazmona. I shouldn't do any act which is considered disrespectful. So therefore, if there was a grave which was designated for my father, even though that designation does not take effect halachically and does not render the grave osa b'hanor, but the mere fact that I designated it means for now, for me to use it is disrespect for my father. So it didn't take effect as a grave. doesn't have Kedusha, doesn't have Isano, but the very fact that I designated it for him is itself now means it's Osabano.
No, no,
no,
no, Osabano. Not Osabano. It means I can't.
Right. But the son that's cannot the use it because
that's of the answer to that's the answer to Reb Nachman. Nachman, I'll tell you what I mean. Why? Hazmana Milsa means you can't have Anoa from it. But he's right. He designated the grave for his father. That's why he can't sleep in it. But he can have Anoa out of it.
Right.
So the designation, you're right, Nachum. The designation that he's making this for his father means that I'm not allowed to use it. But it's not Hazmana Milsa. Therefore, he's allowed to have Anoa for somebody else. So you're right.
It does not have the halachic status of a grave to render it Osa B'Hanoa. It has no halachic status whatsoever. The only thing that's taken effect is not on the grave, is on me.
There was a form of hazmana that transpired.
Well, form. Here. There was an absolute hazmana, but hazmana is lav milsa. There was an absolute hazmana. According to Abaya, the kaver is osa. But we're not going with Abaya. We're going with the rova. Your absolute hazmana has no effect. We're not saying that you cannot be buried in it because of the hazmana. We're saying we can't be buried in it because of kibud av.
As a matter of fact, somebody else is allowed to be buried.
Yeah, 100%. Says Rashi, Achotze Vavone min hahar. He constructed or hewed out some bricks from a mountain. Livnois bohen kever lo'aviv v'loi bona. Not that he constructed the grave. He didn't even get that far. Says Rashi, Tovi la'orig miyekelamanda oma. Afilu Abaya. Even Abaya, who's the big machmi who holds Hazmana Milsa. Loi koma, he know, he ever only ever said this, elo ba'oireg, when he actually wove the shrouds, but not the stage before that. Da'orig chozi lemes. Because once you've woven the shrouds, those shrouds are now appropriate for a dead body. That's called Hazmana. Avol tove pishton, if you merely spin some flax, la'aroig beged lemes, with view afterwards to go and weave. Loi oma, he never said to have Hazmana. He never said that's called Hazmana. So therefore you see in this brisa that what? If Reb Shimon ben Gamliel said that merely cutting out some bricks means you cannot be buried, and it's muchach, it's nothing to do with Hazmana. Because even the Hazmana opinion, meaning Abaya, would agree that this is not Hazmana. So it's nothing to do with Hazmana. The reason is completely because there's an issue of kibud av. Okay, we'll hold it over here. Mr. Shum will carry on tomorrow.